Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilken Boyd. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Laga. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanana covering, for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Boyd covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Gettman moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. Gettman tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive towards the mound. Tanana catches it and throws to first to double up Barrett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0-for-1 in the game. Laga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Laga reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Gedman moves to second. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettman moves to third. There goes Barrett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles juggles the ball. That's an error on Coles. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Boggs goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive towards first. Lager reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Laga hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gettman for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Coles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Laga hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rice is walked intentionally. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jim Rice. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Harry Spillman. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero pinch runs for Glenn Hoffman. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up beyond short. Trammell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Romero scores. Evans moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. Parrish moves to third. Evans moves to second. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Laga is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Parrish. Evans moves to third. Laga moves to second. Two outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Laga moves to third. Lemon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.